disabilities that people have. And Joanna Jones-Raymond is with me. She is the director for development and community relations for the Promise Community Homes, formerly Rainbow Village, joins me this afternoon. Joanna, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having us.
Well, obviously an opportunity to highlight some things for this month that you folks do, and I guess maybe just kind of start and tell me about the organization. Some people might know you as Rainbow Village, right?
Yes, that's right. For 48 years, we were founded 48 years ago by a group of parents, and they had a commonality, which I think Mark and I, you might have too. They were family members of aging kids with developmental disabilities, and there really were no housing options other than institutions or nursing homes, and that just wasn't an option for them. So they created a beautiful community starting in Creve Coeur with 7 homes and a community center, and that was called Rainbow Village. And now we are 88 homes all over the St. Louis area, St. Charles County, Jefferson County, St. Louis County, and this year we are known as Promise Community Homes.
Yeah, as you sort of referenced, so my late brother Darren was developmentally, physically disabled. He was mainstreamed into the Parkway District. He passed away when he was 27 years old, but he had a great life. He ended up working at Household Finance in the Chicago area and, you know, drove a car and really was able to live on his own quite a bit, but he did live with my parents. But to your point, there were challenges, and there are challenges for families, and it's great that you have an organization, because my brother's a perfect example. He didn't have the intellectual capability probably to go to college, but he had a great life. He could work. He had lots of friends. And, you know, he probably, given a circumstance like this, could have lived on his own.
Yes, absolutely. And there are a range of options. We partner with 18 different organizations that provide the care within our homes. And the magic of us is that we buy, modify, and maintain those homes. So if Darren was with us, or, for example, one of our founder's children, Bob, who moved in when he was 20, and he's in his late 60s and with us today, and so we've modified his house for a walker or a wheelchair, adjusting the house and paying attention to his safety needs as he goes along. And I wish I could have met Darren. He sounds wonderful. A lot of our 304 residents are more profoundly disabled. My son has Down syndrome and autism. So there are some of our residents that just aren't able to navigate their space or pay attention to safety concerns. So we're there to see, oh, that step needs to be fixed, or that carpet is too difficult to walk on, or we need to widen that door for you now in your wheelchair. And so that's just sort of the magic of what we do. We're with a resident as they age for life in their home.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the website and some of the information, there's a broad range of things that you do. It's really not just one or two things.
No, I love that our community center here in Creve Coeur, where it was founded, we are one of the very few places in St. Louis that is open to people of all abilities. So we have a fully heated therapeutic pool, but it's not just the pool, it's the dressing rooms and the locker rooms that are built out for people with significant physical special needs that might be in a pretty elaborate wheelchair, and we've got the space and it's heated to transfer into swimming gear, toileting, and into the pool and out. But there's also a gym and offices, recreational and therapeutic opportunities. So this is a space where people of all abilities can come and have recreation. And we just cannot wait till COVID is over and we can throw open the doors wide and welcome 1,000 people a year back in. We miss all of our friends, but we're trickling back. We're getting there.
So tell me about the mortgage burning campaign. What is that all about?
Well, so I'm going to explain it as carefully as I can, but Darren might have been in this situation. Most of our residents are living on less than $9,000 a year. So our rents, if they were true to what it costs us to operate, we would charge about $690 a month, which would be that entire paycheck. It'd be that entire dispensation from Social Security disability. And we're benevolent landlords. We just won't do that. So we charge about half and we fundraise the difference. And a significant portion, $1.6 million, are the mortgages we have on the house. So if we can burn those mortgages, if we can eliminate those mortgages, we can keep our costs low, keep our rents low, and then buy new houses and open them up for 3 or 4 more adults to be living integrated and accessible in the community, in a neighborhood, just like the rest of us. So that's the idea. We want to burn some mortgages, keep our rents low, and serve the next 304 people for the next 48 years.
Well, I think everyone's on board with getting through this pandemic and hopefully some normalization. So a great way to highlight this month, the month of March, and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. So I'm glad you came on here. Joanna Jones-Raymond, who is the Director of Development and Community Relations with Promise Community Homes. For information, if people want to reach out, what do they do? Is the website the best?
It is, promisecommunityhomes.org. And, you know, it's nice to talk to some other people in the club. I know what you must have felt for your son, and we feel that for everybody we've served in the past and will continue to serve. And we look forward to welcoming more adults with intellectual disabilities home.
Joanna, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And good luck with everything. Keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Great cause. I appreciate her. Just quick correction, that was my brother that we were talking about. I think she knew that. She just slipped up at the end there. But absolutely.